This story is told in Spain.
呢個係發生喺西班牙嘅故事。
It is about a father and his teenage son who had a relationship that had become strained.
係關於一個爸爸同佢一個十幾歲嘅仔，佢哋兩個關係有摩擦。
So the son ran away from home.
所以個仔離家出走。
His father, however, began a journey in search of his rebellious son.
咁呢個爸爸就開始去揾呢個仔啦。
But it was not easy.
但唔係一個容易嘅旅程。
Finally, in Madrid, in a last desperate effort to find him, the father puts an ad in a newspaper.
最後呢個爸爸去到馬德里，佢好冇辦法之下，佢就喺個報紙度登咗個尋人廣告。
The ad reads like this.
嗰個廣告係咁講。
Dear Paco, meet me in front of the newspaper office at noon tomorrow.
佢話：親愛嘅 Paco， 你聽日咧就喺呢個報社嘅辦公室門口度等我，喺中午嘅時間等我啦。
All is forgiven. I love you, your father.
你所有嘅事都係已經被饒恕，我愛你，爸爸字。
The next day at noon, in front of the newspaper office, about 800 Pacos showed up.
咁第二日嘅中午嘅時間咧，喺呢個辦公室嘅門口咧，就大概有800個 Paco 出現咗。
They were all seeking forgiveness and love from their fathers.
佢全部都係想尋求父親嘅愛同埋佢哋嘅饒恕。
Don't we all have some kind of strained relationships?
係咪我哋都同人有一啲唔和諧嘅關係呢？
Some may have the strained relationship with God that needs to be strained up.
或者有時候我哋同神嘅關係需要修補。
Others may have a relationship which has gone sour with neighbors, friends, family members, and even their spouses and children.
有時候我哋同人嘅關係唔好，包括嘅鄰居、我哋嘅家人、我哋嘅朋友、我哋嘅配偶，甚至我哋嘅兒女。
Apparently, everyone seems to have some kind of resentment about things of the past.
好明顯，差唔多每個人對以前發生過嘅事都有啲不滿。
And we are ready to remember it whenever anyone pressed the button.
有時候好多事好容易俾人挑起咗，自己就好唔開心啦。
Yes, we know we need to forgive and to be forgiven.
是其實我們是需要被饒恕，亦都需要饒恕人。
That's why there are more than 800 Pacos in front of the newspaper office.
所以當日在那個報紙的辦公室門口有800個 Paco 在等著他的爸爸。
We all know God wants to forgive us.
我們都知道上帝希望去饒恕我們。
We also know that we should forgive others as we are forgiven by God.
我們都需要去饒恕人，因為上帝饒恕我們。
But forgiveness, especially forgetting the matter itself, is one of the hardest things we can practice in our lives.
但是去饒恕人，去忘記以前發生所發生嘅事，係差唔多係生命裏邊最難嘅功課。
That's why so many people extend to believe that God also will remember everything we did and what we are doing.
所以有啲人延伸到就覺得上帝會記住我哋所做過嘅每一件事，發生嘅每一件事。
But do you really think our God remembers everything what we did and what we are doing?
但你係咪相信上帝真係記得我哋生命裏邊所做嘅每一件事，所做過嘅每一件錯嘅事呢？
Well, I once believed so in my early years as Christian.
牧師啱啱信主嘅時候都係咁樣諗
㗎。I still remember the book titled "Prepare the Imminent Future."
牧師都好記得佢睇過本書叫《預備將臨嘅未來》。
That describes the experience of the one missionary's journey to the heaven.
咁就係形容一個宣教師佢去到天堂嘅經歷。
According to his accounts, in his ecstatic experience of heaven, he saw so many big IBM supercomputers and dot printers that are constantly recording every sin and good deeds of all the people.
喺佢嘅記載裏邊咧，這個宣教師見到天堂裏邊有好多好大型嘅超級電腦。亦都有好多嘅打印機喺度記載咗我哋每個人所做嘅事，無論係善行或者係惡行。
I thought it makes sense that God needs computers and records to judge between sheep and goats as one of the Jesus parable in the Gospel.
牧師當時都覺得好有道理嘅，因為咧就好似福音書裏邊主耶穌要分辨山羊同埋綿羊，所以佢要記錄我哋所做嘅同埋有曬所有嘅檔案，去將呢啲羊去分辨出嚟。
But I began to wonder how it could be a paradise if God remembers all of our sins.
但牧師開始懷疑，如果上帝係記住我哋所有嘅罪嘅時候，呢個點會係一個天堂呢？
Especially those of the past. I mean, even before we know God and Christ Jesus.
就是我们的过去，甚至是我们未认识主耶稣，未接受祂为我们救主之前所发生所做的事。
How can I be comfortable and peaceful in that kind of situation?
在这样的环境里面怎么会自在，怎么会有平安呢？
Be with God who remembers all my sins and resents about it?
就是跟上帝一起在那个地方，上帝是记恨的，是恨恶罪恶的，但是我是一个犯罪的人。
Be with that kind of God even forever?
就是跟上帝一起永永远远。
I don't know how you consider it as a paradise, but for me, thinking of my sinfulness and mistakes, it is definitely not for me.
如果我不知道你怎么想，但是牧师就觉得看见自己的罪，自己犯的过失，这个地方这样就不是一个天堂了。
I'd rather start to find another paradise where God's grace and love always prevail, even for sinners like me.
牧师宁愿找另一个天堂，就是好似咁样嘅罪人，仍然有神嘅爱同埋恩典同在嘅地方。
It is so true that God still remains as a subject of the fear and anxiety for many people.
对好多人嚟讲，上帝仍然系一个审判同埋一个上帝仍然系一个带来恐惧同埋忧虑嘅一个人。
For many, God still comes as a judgment rather than redemptive love.
对好多人来讲，上帝是带来审判而不是救赎的爱。
Yes, in the evening of the first Easter, the fear and anxiety filled the hearts of the disciples.
是啊，就在复活节的第一个晚上，这门徒就是充满了，个心里面就充满了恐惧和忧虑。
There was no joy, no celebration, even though they gathered together.
雖然他們聚在一起，但是沒有喜樂，沒有慶祝。
They had run away and failed Jesus hopelessly.
他們是辜負了耶穌。
They had let him down.
他們讓耶穌失望。
Of course, they heard the report of the Jesus' resurrection.
當然他們都聽到主耶穌已經復活的消息。
But it was night and it was dark.
但是那時是晚上，在黑暗當中。
It's always hard to believe good news in the darkness.
我们有的时候在黑暗里面都很难去相信一些好消息。
In fact, the fear and anxiety fill the dark room.
有时我们的恐惧和我们的焦虑是充满了整个房间。
They handled their fear and failure the same way we do every day.
他们处理他们的恐惧和焦虑就好像我们今天处理的恐惧和焦虑一样。
They closed the door and locked themselves behind the door.
他们将门关起来，将自己锁在房间里面。
They hid themselves as we do when we failed.
他们将自己躲藏起来，就是因为他们失败了。
Failure and fear always seems to come together.
失败和恐惧常都是一起的。
As if Adam had hid himself from God, we fear what has happened in the past, and then the failure possesses us in turn.
就好像在亚当是躲藏上帝一样，我们很恐惧我们所做错的事，是我们的失败是控制着我们的生命。
We hide because we are afraid.
就好像圣经里面说，亚当回答说，我在园中听见你的声音，我就害怕，因为我赤身露体，我便藏了。
We also fear the future and more failures.
我们很恐惧将来或者是更多的失败。
We fear dying andSometimes fear living too.
我们很恐惧死亡，甚至我们连生存我们都很恐惧。
We fear being alone.
我们很害怕孤独。
We fear being known to others, probably too much.
我们很恐惧被人认识，或者是被人认识得太多。
We also fear being honest and its consequences.
我们恐惧成为一个诚实的人，或者做一个诚实人所带来的后果。
In that sense, what paralyzes the church is not a lack of talent or lack of a gift.
在咁嘅情況之下，癱瘓教會嘅唔係因為我哋冇才能或者係冇恩賜，而係我哋嘅恐懼。
Unwillingness to put into action and or lack of compassion because of fear and the past experience of failure paralyzes church.
因為過去嘅失敗同埋恐懼癱瘓咗教會，我哋冇將我哋嘅行動係集咗喺一齊，亦都係欠缺咗憐憫嘅心。
In most cases, rather than admit and be honest about our fears, we tend to close the door and lock ourselves in as if there's nothing has happened.
與其承認我們的失敗，我們寧願將自己躲藏起來，閂門，躲在房間裡面。
It was also true for disciples who wanted to live as if Jesus was still dead.
對門徒來說，可能他們都是寧願這樣去生活，就好像耶穌仍然是死了一樣。
But Jesus came.
但是主耶穌來了。
Even though a door was closed, Christ persisted until they saw life.
主耶穌來了，雖然門已經關上，但是基督是堅持執意要讓他們見到生命。
Thank you, God, that in spite of all our fears and all the chains of the chains that lock us, He cannot lock Jesus, loose Christ out.
感謝神，我哋唔會因為我哋嘅失敗而因為我哋世上嘅捆鎖，令到主耶穌係拒諸於門外。
Christ invaded our places of fear and failure.
主耶穌進入我哋嘅失敗同埋我哋恐懼裏邊。
So Jesus came and stood among them.
所以主耶穌站在他們當中。
Thanks to God that nothing can keep him out.
感謝神，沒有一樣東西可以阻擋主耶穌來到。
Even our sin cannot keep him out.
就算我們的罪不可以阻擋主耶穌來到。
Everyone in the room has failed him, but still he came.
每一個人在房間裡面都辜負了主耶穌，但是主耶穌仍然在他當中，他來到他當中。
Because he wanted to make sure that each one, including the doubting Thomas, fully understand the meaning of the resurrection.And the life in God.
因為主耶穌希望確定每一個人喺個房間裏邊，包括嗰個多疑嘅多馬，係充分明白究竟嗰個復活嘅意義，同埋喺神裏邊嘅生命係咩意思。
That's why we came together this morning.
所以今日我哋嚟到教會裏邊。
That's why the followers of Jesus gathered together as we meet today.
所以跟隨主耶穌嘅人，好似我哋今日一樣嚟到教會裏邊嘅敬拜。
That's why we sing and praise that Jesus may come and be present in our midst.
所以我們去唱詩去讚美，好像主耶穌來到在當中。
We worship because our lives depend upon it.
我們去敬拜，因為我們的生命是在乎主耶穌的同在。
Through our faith, we constantly affirm that no matter what we have done, no matter what happened in us, no matter what we have suffered, our Lord will come.
通過我們的信心，我們不斷地肯定，無論發生什麼事，無論我們做了什麼，無論我們是遇到什麼困難，主耶穌都會來到我們當中。
Yes, we believe His faithfulness.
是，我們知道主耶穌是信實的。
And His presence certainly will make a difference.
祂的同在叫我們不一樣。
Therefore, do not take this worship for granted.
所以我們不要當這個敬拜是理所當然的。
Because Jesus stands among us to set us free from all the fear and anxiety.
因為主耶穌在我們當中叫我們得自由，叫我們不再受這個恐懼和焦慮去控制。
Peace be with you.
平安與你同在。
Then he showed his wounded hand and the scarred side.
跟著主耶穌將他手的釘痕和他肋旁的疤痕是給門徒去看。
And there, suddenly, the disciples rejoiced.
突然之間，這些門徒見到釘痕和疤痕的時候，他們就充滿喜樂。
Wait a minute. How come the trembled disciples could overcome the fear and anxiety and even rejoice?
點解呢啲咁顫抖嘅門徒突然間會充滿喜樂嘅咧？
Yes, here is one of the paradoxes of life and of faith.
係啊，呢個就係生命同埋信仰裏邊俾我哋嘅矛盾啦。
The healing and joy of salvation is bound up with pain and suffering.
係救恩嘅醫治同埋喜樂係與我哋嘅傷痛和困苦是同在的。
Only the wounded can heal the wounded.
只有受傷的人可以醫治受傷的人。
In grief, the suffering of loss, those who have gone through the similar experience give the word of comfort.
在我們失落喪失親人的時候，只有一些曾經經歷過類似經歷的人就可以給我們一些安慰的說話。
Can support and show the way through the grief to joy led honestly.
俾我哋支持，甚至系指引我哋系由一个幽暗走去光明同埋喜乐嘅生命。
The cross of Jesus can be understood that way.
主耶稣嘅十字架系可以咁样去理解嘅。
He went through the suffering on the cross, went through the death to resurrection.
佢忍受苦难，忍受十字架上嘅苦难，去经历死亡。
Jesus proved God's love breaks through the power of death, and God's forgiveness breaks through the power of sin.
他經歷死亡然後復活，主耶穌證明了神的愛是可以突破死亡的權柄，神的饒恕亦都可以突破罪的權柄。
We discover it again and again in our living as Christians that wounded hand can heal and forgive and bring joy.
我哋一次又一次咁发现，知道我哋作为基督徒嘅生命，我哋受伤嘅手系可以去医治，可以去饶恕，同埋可以带嚟喜乐。
Of course, there are people who think that Easter has overcome all of that.
当然咧，有好多人认为复活节已经系克服咗所有嘅事情啦。
They think that just because Jesus was raised from the dead, the cross is set right, overcome, fixed, and forgotten.
他们觉得就因为主耶稣已经从死里复活，那个十字架已经拨乱反正了，死亡已经克服了，我们的罪和神的关系已经修复了，我们的罪已经被忘记了。
Some naive Christians believe that we will be exempted from all the sufferings once we believed in.
有些有天真的基督徒觉得我们信主之后就不会忍受痛苦，就没有苦难。
But we know that that's not true at all.
但我知道这个不是真实的。
Even the reason Christ bore the nail prints in his hands and scars.
就算是复活的主，手上仍然有钉痕，他身上仍然有肋旁，仍然有疤痕。
That's how they knew the mysterious one who stood before them was none other than Jesus.
就因为见到这些钉痕和疤痕，知道站在他当中的就是那位主耶稣。
And Thomas touched his scars.
多马是触摸了耶稣的疤痕。
When his disciples say the wounded living Lord, they were filled with joy with their wounds.
他们就是在当中去感受他们的伤痕。
Their wounds are healed through the forgiveness of the risen Lord.
他自己的伤口是因为主耶稣而得医治。
Yes, our Christian faith does not deny the pain.
是的，我们信我们基督徒的生命不会否定是痛苦。
Does not deny the reality of the wound.
我们否定我们会有伤痕。
And the existence of the scars.
我们是会有疤痕的。
Rather, our faith enables us to go on in the name of Christ, even with our wounds.
虽然我们身上有疤痕，但是我们的信心叫我们可以继续去前行。
Peace be with you.
愿上帝的平安与你同在。
The Hebrew word shalom, the peace is most comprehensive word covering the full realm of the relationship in daily life and expression of the ideal state of life.
那个愿你们平安这个字其实是一个很完全的意思，它是包含了所有和人每一天的关系，甚至是表现一个完全的理想的生命的状态。
It suggests the fullness of the well-being and harmony, but not a situation or cases exempted from all the difficulties of the world.
它包括了整全的意思，整全的人生有和谐，但是不等于我们生命里面免受苦难。
It's not just a casual or light-hearted greeting either.
这个不是一个随便或者很轻松的一个祝福。
Rather, it is a blessing that God can give to enable a person to go beyond all those circumstances.
反而是神给我们一个祝福，叫我们能够超越去克服所有的困难。
Because God will be with him or with her or with us.
因为神与我、与你、与我们同在。
Jesus came to give this shalom to his disciples and introduce them the new rule of God.
主耶稣就来到门徒当中，同他们赐他们平安，给他们一个新的境界。
Once again, Jesus wanted them to be wounded healers.
再一次，主耶稣希望他们成为一个受伤的医治者。
As the Father has sent me, so I send you.
父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。
Jesus sends us to be agent of his forgiveness.
主耶稣叫我们成为他的门徒，去成为一个饶恕人的器皿。
Receive the Holy Spirit.
接受圣灵。
If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained.
领受圣灵吧，你们赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就得赦免；你们不赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就不得赦免。
It means the experience of God's forgiveness, of God's grace, of God's peace is a gift to be shared.
即是说我们要经历神的恩典、神的饶恕、神的和好，是一个同人要分享的礼物。
It is not something to have, not a possession, but way of living, a lifestyle.
而不是我们自己要把持住，是一种生活的方式和态度。
We are forgiven, and this world desperately needs to know what God forgives.
我们已经被饶恕，而这个世上的人就希望知道究竟 神係饒恕我哋啲乜嘢。
Our life should be shared to make known God's forgiveness.
我哋嘅生命應該俾世人知道神嘅饒恕。
And God's grace and God's love.
俾人知道神嘅饒恕、神嘅恩典同埋神嘅愛。
If we do not share our wounds, then God's forgiveness will not be known.
如果我哋唔將我哋嘅傷痕同人去分享，神嘅愛就唔會得到世人知道。
We should bring the forgiveness and healing of Christ to a hurting and broken world.
我哋將基督嘅饒恕同埋基督嘅醫治俾世人知道，神係與我哋同在，同埋係呢個彎曲撥貿同埋一個受傷嘅世代。
And then our joy becomes full when we share the reality of God's love and forgiveness with our wounds.
當我哋同人分享我哋嘅主耶穌嘅愛同埋佢嘅饒恕同埋我哋傷痕嘅時候，咁我哋嘅喜樂就可以滿足，就好似當日主耶穌分享佢自己嘅傷痕一樣。
Just as Jesus showed his wound to his disciples.
就好似主耶穌當日去到門徒當中顯示佢嘅傷痕。
Forgiveness is definitely a major part of the action of the Holy Spirit in our lives.
喺我哋生命裏邊，饒恕係聖靈裏邊其中一樣好重要嘅工作。
If you say more accurately, it is the action of Christ through Holy Spirit in our midst.
準確啲嚟講，就係喺基督藉住聖靈喺我哋生命裏邊嘅工作。
By the power of Holy Spirit, Christ is present, both forgiving us and forgiving through us.
靠住聖靈嘅能力，基督係喺我哋當中係饒恕我哋，亦都係饒恕別人。
Note that the Spirit is given to us by Christ Himself.
留意住呢個聖靈係由基督所賜予嘅。
He breathes upon the disciples, and they receive the Holy Spirit.
佢向佢哋吹口氣，咁佢哋就接受咗聖靈。
We are also called and sent to participate in Christ's message of forgiveness because we are forgiven.
我哋因為被主耶穌所饒恕，所以我哋都要喺主耶穌饒恕嘅工作裏邊有份。
For this, therefore, we need to receive the powerful gift of the Holy Spirit.
為此，我哋要接受聖靈個大能。
I mean, we received God's own power and presence to the work of which our risen Lord Jesus Christ directs us.
我哋就藉住聖靈俾我哋嘅能力，去按住主耶穌嘅旨意去做佢嘅工作。
In this sense, today's lesson in Acts chapter 4 is significant as we live as a community of believers.
喺咁嘅時候，喺今日經文裏邊《使徒行傳》四章32-35節，就係我哋一個信徒生活裏邊一個好重要嘅功課。
It gives us some insight how to live in the community with the power of the resurrection.
係俾我哋一啲亮光，究竟我哋應該靠住主耶穌復活嘅大能係點樣去生活。
For many reasons, however, this text is hot potato for Christians in America.
好多理由嘅，但係咧呢個因為我哋生活喺北美，係北美嘅基督徒，所以可能係一個好難去理解嘅問題。
Above all, this text looks like a enhance a communistic society and advocate giving up all private possessions.
首先，那個經文裏邊好似係提倡一個共產主義嘅思想同埋社會，並要叫人去放棄自己私有嘅財產。
So it is not an easy text for American Christians who live in an individualistic and capitalistic society.
所以對美國個人主義同埋資本主義嘅信徒嚟講係好難去理解。
Many people therefore believe that tended to interpret it as a naive belief preparing the imminent coming of Jesus.
有啲人就覺得呢啲係好天真嘅信徒去等候主耶穌嘅再來。
Some use this text to prove that the failure of a communistic lifestyle.
有啲人用呢段經文去證明社會主義係點樣去失敗嘅。
But I don't think they prove anything.
但係牧師唔覺得呢個係有啲咩證明。
Except our inclination for private possessions and selfishness.
除了我們個人的自私、自利和要擁有這個慾望，什麼都證明不到。
For many conscious Christians, however, it is also true that the reading of this text always brings the guilt feelings.
對很多有良知的信徒來說，我們看段經文的時候可能都會帶來一些內疚感。
Frankly speaking, we all are vulnerable in this point.
我們其實都看段經文都有很大的衝擊。
However, if we read it carefully with this context,You can find the emphasis of the text that the community of the believer is not rooted in human guilt, but in the power of resurrection.
但當你好清楚睇清楚呢個經文嘅背景嘅時候，你就知道呢個信徒羣體係建基於復活嘅大能，而唔係建基於人嘅罪疚感。
Church is the community which is rooted in the resurrection of Jesus and also anticipating Jesus' coming.
教会就是一个群体，是建基于主耶稣的复活和等候主耶稣的再来。
Therefore, it naturally its standards are in conflict with the larger culture in which church exists.
所以我们教会的生活是和周围社会 的价值观和生活是不一样。
For example, the actions of the church, including offering, singing in the choir, serving as ushers, providing the fellowship, giving for the mission, even sitting in the seat, listening unpleasant sermons are really divine gift.
所以我们在教会里面的活动，包括唱诗、赞美，是做招待，或者 是团契的带领工作，或者是支持我们的宣教士，甚至是坐在个位置上听一些不容易听的道，都是神所给我们圣洁的礼物。
Yet that often causes conflict with the world.
是时常这些礼物都是与世俗的价值观不一样，是有冲击的。
But sharing the church is not human law, but it is a gift of grace, the divine law.
但分享在教会不是人的律，而是神圣的律。
In other words, the activities of church do not appease human guilt.
所以在另外一方面来看，我们的行动，我们在教会的活动，就不是去要效法这个世界的价值观。
I mean, we church exists not to conform to the surrounding culture or worldly values.
我们不是要效法这个世界的价值观，效法这个世界的做法。
Rather, we church stand here to affirm the resurrection of Christ and the power of God.
反而我们要肯定主耶稣复活的大能和神的能力。
Therefore, I'd like to proclaim this morning.
所以今早早上牧师想做个宣告。
Peace be with you when you are in the middle of the two different values.
愿你们平安，当你在两难之间。
Such as either sacrifice or profits.
究竟你是要赚取利润，亦或是要做亏损呢？
Forgiveness or revenge.
究竟你是饶恕定是要报复呢？
Pride or humbleness.
你要骄傲，亦或要谦卑呢？
And love or hate.
你究竟要爱，亦或要憎恨呢？
Peace be with you when you confront trials and experience pain because you try to live your faith out.
愿你们平安，当你遇到挑战或者难处的时候，因为你要活出你信徒的生命。
Peace be with you when you have a troubled mind in between serving or attending the church's activities and taking care of worldly worries.
愿你们平安，当你要面对选择，究竟你要回去教会要服侍，亦或是要处理世俗上的事务。
Peace be with you.
愿你们平安。
And you receive the Holy Spirit.
而你是接受圣灵。
Overcome the evil by keeping your faith in Christ.
克服邪恶就保持住我们基督里面的心。
Christ is risen.
主耶稣基督已经复活。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray.
我们一起祈祷。
O loving God, we come to having experienced the power of Easter.
爱我们的神，我们一起经历复活的大能。
As a community of believers who receive the Holy Spirit, we pray that we might reveal to the world the power of Jesus' resurrection.
我们作为信徒的群体，一同领受你的圣灵，求你叫我们能够在世上彰显主耶稣复活的大能。
May we go forth and share our spirit-filled life so that we can make known your forgiveness, your grace, and your love to this hurting and broken world.
叫我们出去分享我们被圣灵所充满的生命。以致我们叫这个受伤破碎的世代看见你的饶恕、你的恩典、你的爱。
Let our joy become full when we proclaim it with our wounds as Jesus showed his wounds to us.
叫我们用自己的伤痕去宣告，就好像当日主耶稣向门徒显示的伤痕一样，以致我们的喜乐可以满足。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们这样祈祷，奉主耶稣名求。
Amen.
Amen.